Republican South Carolina Senate leader kills GOP's redistricting effort, competition makes us better. By Olivia Rondo on May 13, 2026. The Republican leader of South Carolina's state Senate defied President Donald Trump and voted against a redistricting effort that could have slashed the state's only Democrat-led congressional district, arguing that South Carolina is stronger when we have a vibrant Democratic Party. State Senator Shane Massey's RNC, first time talking to the president came last week when Trump called him to discuss how he wanted the redistricting to happen, the New York Times reported. Contrary to Trump's wishes, Massey joined four other Republicans in voting against the proposal that would have allowed for the Senate to reconvene later this month for a redistricting effort. The legislature has until 5 p.m. on Thursday, May 14, to approve House-passed changes to the signed I resolution, which would state what the lawmakers can take up after that date. Now, the state appears unlikely to join the redistricting frenzy that has taken hold across the country, the Times reported. Massey delivered a dramatic speech on the floor Tuesday before the 29-17 vote, arguing that he has too much Southern blood in me to surrender. Our state is stronger with vibrant parties, the Senate leader stated. I think we, as a whole, are stronger when we have a clash of ideas. I think that's true at the national level, I think it's true at the state level. He continued on to argue that Republicans are stronger when the Democrat Party is vibrant and viable. You are. Competition makes you better, y'all, he added. Comparing South Carolina to other red states, Massey said, we are not Louisiana. We are not Alabama. We are not Mississippi. Our map is not unconstitutional. The four other Republicans who joined Massey in killing the signed I resolution were Senators Chip Campson, Tom Davis, Sean Bennett, and Greg Hembree. The congressional district that could have been eliminated was that of longtime Representative Jim Clyburn, DSC, who recently labeled increased Trump support amongst his fellow black Americans as the result of brainwashing. The primaries for statewide elections will be held on June 9, with early voting opening on May 26. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.